Yeah, the brilliant Soft on Crime on Radio Nova with Telex Eyes. Great new Irish music here on the Nova guest list with me, Kieran McGuinness, with you all the way until 9 o'clock tonight. We've got loads of great stuff on the show, and what we do here is we play great alternative, classic and homegrown tunes for you. We've got two classic albums, one from Suede and one from the White Stripes. Really looking forward to playing those to you. We've got loads of alternative bangers. We've got First Class and Coach, great Irish band from West Cork. Their second album is coming out next week. We've got a chat and some tunes with them. And also we're going to be talking to Dave Hanratty from the No Encore podcast all about the upcoming film Meet Me in the Bathroom, which is very exciting, right in my wheelhouse, that early 2000s kind of indie rock, alternative rock era. So loads of great stuff on the way. Let's play something from that era right now. Yeah Yeah Yeahs with one of their finest. This is Maps. This is Nova. That is Joy Division, and a little bit more of our British rock royalty for the weekend that's in it. An act that could not be anything but the genius organic sound of Joy Division. Four people in a room. Speaking of unorganic or inorganic music, let's have a little listen to some AI music. We're going to be chatting to Dave Hanratty from the No Encore podcast in a second about the rise, the real zeitgeist that is AI music. Let's hear a little bit of Ghost Rider, which is a completely AI song featuring the fake voices of Drake and The Weeknd. Let's have a little listen to this. So that is completely fake. That is fake music, even though it's kind of real music. It's Drake and The Weeknd and made by AI. And we're very, very lucky to talk about the rise of AI music. It's Dave Hanratty from the No Encore podcast. How are you doing, Dave?
Are we lucky, Kieran? That's the question to ask, I think, on top of this, because I'm not a fan of this practice, I gotta tell you.
Well, I brought along a friend just to introduce you. Have a listen to this.
Hey, this is Kanye West. Great to have you back in the Nova guest list, Dave.
There you go. That's a completely fake Kanye West, of course. It's going to be impossible to know what's real and what's not. What's going on with all this stuff?
Yeah, look, we're in this kind of AI craze right now. It applies to a lot of different aspects. There's ChatGPT, which some people are using to kind of say, oh, this could be the future of journalism and copywriting. There's people trying to like put together films with AI, machine learning, all that kind of stuff. We know this. This isn't necessarily a new thing, but it is wild at the moment. And it's getting a bit out of control, if you ask me. I think when it comes to music, I just don't understand the practice at all. I think music inherently requires passion. And even what we heard there, it's not as quite up to scratch as I think some people are thinking that it already is. People are very excited about this, and I don't fully understand why. I'm very against it, if you haven't already figured that out.
Yeah, well, it's a new shiny thing, and people get very excited. What could be the good applications of this?
I'm not sure that there is when it comes to music, man. And that's my genuine kind of take on this, because I was listening to a song earlier on today by an artist called Dan Deacon. The song is called Wham City. It's one of my favorite songs of all time. Dan Deacon is quite an innovative electronica artist. And I found myself thinking that I'm sure when it comes to the AI craze at the moment and making music with AI, it's probably easier to do it just purely for instrumentals. But even with someone like Dan Deacon, his music has emotion in those instrumentals. You can feel it. There's a magic encased within it. And then you have vocals on top of that, just doing imitations of the aforementioned Drake and The Weeknd. You know, there's an Oasis kind of thing doing the rounds at the moment, which is kind of impressive in one way and terrifying in another. I just don't really understand why you would want to replace the soul that has to be in music with this completely soulless thing. The clue is in the question here. It's artificial.
Yeah, totally. But, you know, where it kind of gets, I suppose, if you treat it as being fun, you know, and kind of silly, then maybe you can get away with it. But I think one of the grimmest sides of this is the possible potential of, resurrecting passed on bands or passed on acts. Here's a little bit of a Nirvana song made by AI. Here we go. Yeah, it's kind of like Sonic Mush at the same time, you know, kind of, it's like sound-alike Sonic Mush. The only thing I'm thinking, Dave, is that this is where it is now, you know. The worry is that in a couple of years, we're all going to be kind of screwed. What would you feel about that? Yeah, the brilliant Joy Division on Radio Nova with Transmission. Now, I mentioned this earlier in the show. Have you seen this trend online of taking one act, taking a great song by an act, and then covering it in the style of another act? So, for example, taking a Joy Division song and doing it in the style of David Bowie or whatever. Well, one of the coolest ones I saw, came across this on Instagram, I have to play you a little bit of this, is taking Harry Styles, As It Was. I know you know that song. And doing the version in the style of the Strokes. And this is really, really great. Let's play a little bit of it now. Isn't that brilliant? That is Boy Junior is the name of the artist, and they are on Instagram. Go and check it out. It's absolutely excellent. Let's play some brand new Irish music. I love this. This is by Two Piece from Ballina. This is Yop and Propaganda by the Deed. It's Nova. Cities and Dust, Susie and the Banshees on Radio Nova from Tinderbox. And Belmont has been on. Hi, Belmont. And he just says it's an unbelievable album. Good shout. We're going to move on to the second album we're chatting about tonight, and it's Radiohead, and it's their debut album, Pablo Honey, from 1993, 30 years old this week. It's, you know, obviously the famous debut. It's kind of debated how good it is. I think it's good. I think there's one or two or three songs maybe you could drop off it, but it's a good album. It's a really good start. And if they never went on to become what they did, you'd be able to say, you know, that's a good solid indie kind of, you know, kind of band. But it's not a masterpiece, but it's got that song, you know, the one, and enough that you can kind of hear all the clay that kind of became the later stuff that they want to. It was initially ignored, but Creep became a kind of a massive college radio hit. And then that was kind of, a very, very big part of their kind of history. Here's a little snippet from an early interview on MTV, and you can just hear the disdain that Tom has for the kind of question.
But are they afraid their first hit will shove them into a manic depressive pigeonhole?
It seems unlikely, really. I wanna have control. Inevitably, anybody, the first song that becomes a hit, everybody caricatures the band from that. We just have to wait to see whether we have a chance to prove that we're not just that.
Yeah, and they did prove it, I think, over time. But one of the interesting things about it is I think the band are on really good form, but the songs aren't sort of there yet. And I think there's a lot of bitter stuff coming out of Tom at this point. And I kind of think he kind of refined that and made it more poetic and channeled it differently later on. But there is some brilliant songs on it. I think there's a song called You that's great. There's a song called Thinking About You, which is really, really good. And the last track on it is... And on a couple of Radiohead albums, the last track kind of gives a point of where they're going. The last track's called Blowout, and I think it's probably the most interesting. But the big song, of course, is a little-known song called Creep. And I think if you're going to play this album, I think you have to play Creep. Anyway, this is Radio Nova. This is from the brilliant Pablo Honey. Let us know what you think. Let's play it. Yeah, that is Neil Young on Radio Nova. Very chilled out dude. And we're very, very lucky because we're going to be talking about another very chilled out dude with Danu Doyle from IndieBuddy.com. How you doing, Danu?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks. Yeah, so last night you went along to see a man called Max Zaska and his band. And I'm delighted to introduce you to Max Zaska if you haven't heard of him. He's a very kind of chilled out soul guitarist. He's like a musical director. He has a band and he often has really brilliant kind of collaborators. And he doesn't often sing, he plays guitar, and he kind of writes and creates and brings together all this brilliant music. And he played last night in the Sugar Club and he's released a new album called A Better Way. Can you tell us a little bit about Max Zaska, Danu?
Yeah, Max Zaska, he's a multi-instrumentalist. I think he can kind of do practically everything. And it was really interesting to see, even like, I suppose, as you said, he gets kind of guest vocalists on to sing the songs and he would perform, but he actually has now started singing himself. So that's really interesting to see that he can do that too. So you're kind of like, is there anything this guy can't do? And he does it so effortlessly that you're like, how is that possible that he can be so chill and be doing so many intricate things all at once?
Yeah, and it's, I suppose, kind of a little bit hard to pin down because of the amount of kind of collaborators that he has. I guess it's kind of indie hip-hop influenced soul, kind of chilled indie hip-hop influenced soul. Would you say that's kind of where we're going?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, kind of neo-soul. There's funk in there, there's jazz. it's all a bit of everything, really. A sweet concoction of what he does best, I think.
Yeah, and one of the things about him is his super chilled out persona, I think. So let's hear a little bit of Max last night introducing a song. You know, a lot of social commentary going on as well. And he's introducing a song called The Basics.
All right. Thirsty work. We're going to continue with a cheering off the new album. We released an album just a few months ago called A Better Way. And it's all about, it's a better way humans can live on this beautiful planet of ours. And this tune is called The Basics. It's about the crazy cost of the basics going up and up, in Dublin City especially. I'm actually going to sing this one. I'm kind of new to the singing thing, so I need all your love to make it happen.
Yeah, you can hear him there, you know. Very chill. So, give me some of the highlights of the night.
Yeah, for me, I think there's a moment, like, generally in his shows, he will go out into the crowd and he has, like, a cordless guitar, so he can go as far as he wants and kind of get people engaged. But I found last night, the way the kind of Sugar Club is designed is, like, seats in the middle and then people can kind of stand along the side and at the back. And he hops off stage, goes all the way around, sort of lassoes everybody in, by working his way through the crowd, stands on a table to perform and everything. And then by the end of that, he has everyone in the palm of his hand. They're all kind of in this little community now because they all experience that. And they start dancing and engaging and they get a little bit more kind of loose and wanting to have more fun. And I think, you know, a lot of people go into the crowd and they do that, but it's different. I guess for him, it's kind of, it's how he pulls everyone into his world and gets them to engage a little more because, like you said, there's a lot of instrumental songs, there's a lot of sort of soothing sort of jazz and funk in there, but the funk is very funky and it's something to dance to. And I think once he did that, everybody wanted to dance and wanted to engage more.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of people doing what he's doing in Ireland at the moment, and it's really good, it's really rich. He knows how to get the best out of people. Let's hear a little bit. You grabbed him at the end of the night. Let's hear a little bit of what he had to say.
So how did you find the gig?
That was class. That was great crack. Thank you for coming out. The crowd were electric. I love playing in the Sugar Club. I love playing with my full band with the horns. It was a great night.
Did you plan going around the crowd with your guitar?
Yeah, that's a bit of a Zaski classic right there. Got the wireless guitar and it's great. It's great to fucking get out to the crowd. Thank you so much.
Yes, that is great. That is Elbow Magnificent, and it's live. Lots of text coming in. Let me see. This one says, loving the show as always, Kieran. By the way, I trust you'll be giving a mention to Bruce and the East Street lads next Sunday as we will be entering Boss Week. Thanks, Brian. Yes, thanks for the reminder. I will be doing that. Let's have a little listen to this. This is brand new. I love this song. It's so good. It's called Teenage Jesus. It's by a man called Keelan Sherlock. And let's hear a little bit more about it right now.
Hello Nova Radio, this is Keelan Sherlock. My new song Teenage Jesus is out now. It's the title track from my debut album, which is Teenage Jesus, out on May 26th. This song was written at the start of 2020 when the world felt very fragile, and it's about having all the potential in the world and not knowing what to do with ourselves. It's also a little bit about my favourite TV show, Friday Night Lights, which helped me get through the beginning of lockdown. For all you gig goers, I'm playing the Workman Cellar on the 22nd of June and I'd love to see you guys there.
Life's a performance.
So that was The Brilliant Brothers on Radio Nova by one of my favourite bands, Pillow Queens, Dublin four-piece, rocking all over the world. We were just talking off-air, myself and Sarah from Pillow Queens, about her love for Status Quo. How's it going, Sarah?
Good, Karen. Thanks for having me on.
It is great to have you on. So one of the reasons that we're chatting today is because you're playing the brilliant Beyond the Pale Festival in June, and we'll get to that a little bit later on. But you are in the middle of a new album. You're in pre-production for writing a new album. How's that going?
Yeah, indeed. It's going really well. We've hidden ourselves away in the studio since deep, dark winter. I think this is the best time to be writing because you're not tempted by the sunshine and the iced lattes outside. So you just kind of hide yourself in a windowless room and that's when creativity strikes. You find that too, right? The less windows, the more creativity.
Yeah, the less lattes, the less windows.
less coffee.
But actually, I also think this is a really good time to talk to a band because you're not in kind of promo mode, I suppose. Because I don't know about you, but when I'm on, you know, album release mode, I'm like, here's a good answer to question one. And I kind of feel like you kind of get trained up in certain answers, certain things you want to get out. But this is just like deep in songwriting, so your head is elsewhere. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm probably going to answer you in lyrics instead of sound bites, which is probably not a good thing. But maybe you'll get some weird answers out of me too.
That's good. I can get into that. So when you're writing an album. Glorious. That is Divine Comedy, Neil Hannon and Jan Tiersen, and a version of Life on Mars from an obscure French TV channel. There you go, that's something for you tonight. This is Kieran McGuinness, this is the Nova Guesses All Irish Hour. Let's play some brilliant, brand new Irish music by Irish band Hawk, H-A-V-V-K. The song is called Daylight Robbery, and here's Julie to tell us a little bit about it.
Hello Kieran, this is Julie from Hawk. The song is, it's really about the kind of the four walls that we surround ourselves with, whether that's our homes or the spaces where we connect and, you know, have the crack with people, and how that can really start to dig into and eat into your sense of self and who you are, and this idea of like knowing your neighbor and kind of knowing that you're respected for your true identity. So that's where all the rage and the pent up anxiety of the track comes from. I hope you enjoy it. Hopefully it makes us all feel a bit better.
Yeah, that is gorgeous. Lorraine Nash, Kerry native Lorraine Nash. She's got a debut album coming out, I think, in a month. Yeah, in a month, on the 18th of May. All That I Can Be, it's called. I love that. It's, you know, it's kind of like, there's a kind of a James Taylor vibe, kind of classic kind of feel off it. It's beautiful. It's called A Minute. It's by Lorraine Nash. Brand new music here on Radio Nova. So where else would you be? Where else would you get it? Loads of great stuff on the way in the next hour, because it is our All Irish Hour. Phil's been on. Great show. Love the choices. Thanks, Phil. If you saw what I'm eating here, the sandwich I'm eating that I bought down in the centre, you wouldn't be too proud of my choices at all. But let's move on. I'm going to play something something very, very... it feels strange to go from pre-packed sandwiches to this next man, who is the opposite. If there was a musician that was the opposite of a pre-packed sandwich, it would be Prince, the incredible Prince. Bear with me. This song is called Get Off. It's by Prince. It's Radio Nova. Tudor Cinema Club, Sleep Alone on Radio Nova. One of my happiest ever moments is playing a gig in Guadalajara with Tudor Cinema Club, and it was like the fans of Tudor Cinema Club were like the Beatles. It was just, they were absolutely going mental, and we played before them, and the room treated us like them. It was just an incredible moment there. Brilliant band. That's one of my favourite songs of theirs. Now, we are talking about Irish Music Month. Yes, we are. We have our first nominee from Radio Nova, which is Fearna from Belfast. Denny's been on. That is a great sound. Yeah, lots of love for Fearna there. So we're going to go to our second act now, and it is a three-piece rock band from Dublin. Yes, it is. Now, let's get the phone line going, and we're going to be calling The Sleaze, and let's see if we can call Killian from The Sleaze right now. Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is that Killian?
It is, yeah.
How you doing? This is Kieran McGuinness from Radio Nova. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, how are you?
Good, yeah. I'm giving you a ring because you have been chosen, The Sleaze has been chosen as one of the four nominees for Radio Nova for Irish Music Month.
What?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
No.
What? Is this a prank?
No, it's not.
Is this Ryan or Dylan?
No, and I just want to tell you that the judging panel absolutely loved The Sleaze music, a three-piece from Dublin, and the tunes are excellent.
Oh, thanks so much, Kieran, and thanks so much for playing us over the last while. We've been really just listening to it all the time, so really appreciate it. Supporting all the Irish artists, really, really like it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so you are in with the chance of winning 10 grand of airplay, equipment and promotion. What would it mean to The Sleaze?
Oh, it would just be unbelievable. We've been, you know, we record all our songs in a shed, in our parents' shed at the moment. So, I mean, we're really low-budget DIY at the minute. So even having a little bit of a chance to kind of up the ante with the budget would be absolutely incredible. So, it would really take us to the next level. And then, you know, next stop, global stardom, I think. I mean, like, that's enough to really do it, isn't it?
Yeah. So... Yeah, Lancome on Radio Nova from one of the albums of the year so far. This is Kieran McGuinness. This is the Nova Guesters. Thank you so much for all your texts and tweets tonight. Have a great week, whatever you're doing. We'll see you here next Sunday night from 6 on Radio Nova. Let's have Paul McGuinness with loads more seriously addictive music coming up after the news. A listener asks,